This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Another free trade deal may be doomed, one that doesn't even exist yet. It's the one that's supposed to create a free trade zone between the U.S. and the European Union, known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. But after 3 years of hard bargaining, TTIP seems to be fizzling out. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
Could this be the death knell of TTIP?
Ces discussions ne pourront pas.
These talks can't be completed on schedule, said French President François Hollande this week. 2 days earlier, Germany's deputy leader sounded even more pessimistic. Sigmar Gabriel said TTIP had in effect failed, but no one wants to admit it. The deal's opponents, like Nick Dearden of Global Justice Now, are eager to read the last rites.
I think TTIP is, if not dead, very close to dead, the walking dead. I cannot see a possible way that it can go forward from here.
TTIP!
Hands up on democracy!
I said TTIP!
The talks provoked bitter opposition across Europe. The fundamental fear, says Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform, is that a deal would mean domination by American corporations and lower European safeguards for consumers, workers and the environment.
The US is seen as this unregulated, red in tooth and claw kind of place, and that if we basically have to standardize regulation with the US, that will lead to an erosion of regulatory standards and protections.
TTIP is widely seen in Europe as an elite project, a playground for corporate lobbyists. Again, Nick Dearden.
It's become a symbol of how people feel they have been abandoned and marginalised and let down by the global economy.
But TTIP supporters, like Michael Wolgemuth of the Open Europe think tank in Berlin, say the marginalised will now suffer more if the world's biggest ever free trade deal does fail.
It's a fundamental truth of economics that free trade overall is quite beneficent and protectionism is what hurts the poor people most.
TTIP isn't dead yet, but even firm supporters like Wolgemuth say it does now appear to be doomed. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.